The English rock musician Peter Gabriel released the first half of a two-part project in 2010, singing favorite songs written by living musicians, like Boy in a Bubble by Paul Simon.
The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. Don't cry, baby, don't cry.
Gabriel called the album Scratch My Back. Now comes the sequel, And I'll Scratch Yours. It features most of the artists whose songs he covered, returning the favor by performing Peter Gabriel songs. The lineup includes David Byrne, Lou Reed, Feist, Arcade Fire, Paul Simon, and Bon Iver. It's an eclectic set, and critic Will Hermes has a review.
On part one of Peter Gabriel's covers project, all the songs he sang were arranged for orchestra, mostly at tempos ranging from slow to glacial. Excellent songs, great singer, but it didn't always work. On part two, a bunch of Gabriel's best songs are performed any way the contributing artists wanted. So nothing stopped David Byrne from turning a spasmodic, paranoid song about amnesia into a disco party anthem. Fascinating to hear Gabriel's contemporaries covering his songs. Even he admits I Don't Remember might have been influenced by David Byrne and Talking Heads back when he wrote it. And Biko sounds almost like it was written for Paul Simon, another songwriter with a passion for South African music.
September 77, Port Elizabeth, weather's fine. It was business as usual in Police Room 369. Oh, Biko. Oh, Biko.
Still, much of the brilliance of Peter Gabriel's songs came from his innovative arrangements. No doubt that's why some artists here mostly Xerox the originals, which isn't a bad approach. Yet for me, the record's most moving song is a radical reimagining of Salisbury Hill by the late Lou Reed. Peter Gabriel's old friend sounds like a grizzled lighthouse keeper preparing to leave his post as feedback howls around him.
I did not believe the information. Just had to trust my imagination. My heart was going boom, boom, boom. Sun is set. Grab your things, I've come to take you home.
As for younger artists, Regina Spektor and Feist pull off lovely gender reversals, and experimental singer-songwriter Joseph Arthur transforms Shock the Monkey, which was the first 45 single he ever bought as a kid. Later this year, Gabriel will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a solo artist. Taken together, this covers project may be uneven, but it shows a guy still thinking outside of the box, still engaged, and who clearly still inspires.
Monkey, monkey, monkey. Don't you know?
The new collection from Peter Gabriel is called And I'll Scratch Yours. You can hear the album in its entirety at nprmusic.org. Our critic, Will Hermes, is the author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.
Too much at stake.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.